USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Stotts. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar has resigned in a letter to President Trump. He says, I implore you to continue to condemn unequivocally any form of violence, to demand that no one attempt to disrupt the inaugural activities in Washington or elsewhere, and to support unreservedly the peaceful and orderly transition of power on January 20th, the effective date of Azar's resignation. More than 2 million people worldwide have died from COVID-19, according to Johns Hopkins University. More people in California are dying every day from the coronavirus, with an average of 525. President-elect Joe Biden addressed the delay in vaccine shipments on Friday.
Our administration will release the vast majority of the vaccines when they're available, so more people can get vaccinated quickly while still retaining a small reserve.
Biden's goal, 100 million shots in 100 days. This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special for Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Security is increasing at airports in the Washington, D.C. area, including bomb-detecting dogs and federal air marshals leading up to Wednesday's inauguration. And the inauguration itself will have a major military presence.
21,000 National Guard troops armed with M4s have taken positions in Washington, D.C. for the Biden inauguration. The 8-foot unclimbable fences are now covered with barbed wire, resembling more of a war zone than a place to celebrate. FBI Director Christopher Wray is basing the military buildup on internet chatter.
We are seeing an extensive amount of concerning online chatter about a number of events surrounding the inauguration. Right now, we're tracking calls for potential armed protests.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The feds are investigating whether people who took part in last week's riot at the U.S. Capitol belong on the federal no-fly list. President Trump is expected to leave Washington Wednesday morning on his final flight aboard Air Force One. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
More than 40 people are dead and scores more are feared dead after two earthquakes rocked Indonesia. USA Radio's Lance Pry has the story.
6.2 magnitude earthquake hit Indonesia early Friday, the country's disaster mitigation agency said. The epicenter of the quake, which struck at 1:28 a.m. Jakarta time, was 3.7 miles northeast of Majene City. Hours earlier on Thursday, a 5.9 magnitude earthquake struck in the same district, damaging several homes. A part of the Ring of Fire, Indonesia is regularly hit by earthquakes.
Friday's quake injured hundreds of people and displaced thousands. Rescue efforts have been hampered due to power outages and bad cell service. There is no threat of a tsunami, although officials have warned that strong aftershocks could follow. The National Retail Federation reports an incredible 8.3% increase for the Christmas shopping season.
Despite the coronavirus pandemic that included numerous state restrictions on retailers, consumers chose to spend their money at Christmas. Chief Economist Jack Kleinhans of the National Retail Federation called the 8.3% increase incredible.
Especially in a very unique year that we had in 2020. But it appears that consumers were able to splurge a little bit more on holiday gifts and spending. They had a little bit more money in their bank accounts due in part stimulus payments. That extra money, I think, went a long way for making a unique and special holiday season for many families.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.